Welcome to Head Games with one of the most exciting, most dynamic athletes I've ever seen, Sean Marion. How are you?
Mar, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine, man. Listen, everybody talks about how tall you guys are. You're not that tall. It's just that you can jump through the roof. I mean, that team with you and Amari, every one of those guys, Boris DL, you guys to me look like you're 6'6", 6'7", maybe 6'8", not 6'10", and yet you are jumping through the roof. What is the key about that team in terms of athleticism? What is the thing that makes you unique?
Well, we're so versatile. We got so much versatility, man. Everybody can do a little bit of different things, more common than the regular player at the position they play. So that makes us a little bit more dynamic, you know?
You know, before we go to more specifics about that, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun with our friend, and you probably hear too much of him anyway, but Charles Barkley with Dan Reeves was on the show last week talking about race and leadership among black coaches in the NFL, and I thought I'd like you to listen to this and give me your comment.
You know, I wish that people would quit talking about how black they are and quit talking about, man, these guys are the hell of a coaches.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
I mean, these guys,
great coaches just happen to be black, because there's no color with either one of those guys. Yeah. When you're around them, they're just, it's just, and I think that's what sports has done. There's no color there. If you're a good athlete, doesn't make any difference. And that's what sports has done, is helped bridge that gap. It certainly did for me.
That was Dan Reeves along with Charles Barkley. Tell me what it meant for you. I mean, I'm assuming that you were able to watch the Super Bowl, Sean. What did it do for you to see finally somebody of the stature and the caliber as a human being, forget about just as a coach, as a Tony Dungy or a Lovie Smith, make it and actually win the championship in the NFL?
Man, I thought it was great, you know, just to see him up there, just two good coaches and two just two motivators. I think they motivate their team to go out there and give them their all, and to see them go out there and accomplish one of their goals was amazing. But at the same time, though, it seemed like every time African American or black player, coach, or anybody accomplished something that hasn't been done before in our race, you know, it seemed like they blow it out of proportion, you know, sometimes, you know, and make it more headlines than any other person, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I guess it's the first time somebody in that race has done it. Okay, so to say it and be over with and be done with it, now label them as a hell of a coach now, you know?
As a coach, and another thing they would say is, you know, it's about time an African-American coach was called a genius the way they call Eric Mann genius with the New York Jets. Let's talk about in the locker room when it's so intimate, because you've only got 10, 15 guys. You know, you've got that starting eight, shall we say, that are playing a majority of the time with your team, but they're all right there, all close to each other, spending so many minutes and hours with their families. Race really is over-exaggerated today, isn't it? I mean, you've got Mike D'Antoni, who's been there in Italy and has such a great integrated staff. You guys seem like a family. Do you believe, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, tell me, do you believe race is much of an issue today in the NBA? I'm just talking about when you're playing on a team between the blacks and the whites.
Well, no, I don't think so. But so I guess sometimes it's always there. You know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes, you know what I'm saying, people have a tendency to overlook it or overshadow it. But it's there, you know what I'm saying? I see it sometimes, you know. And in my profession, I do see it still a lot, you know. And it pisses me off sometimes. But it is what it is. And sometimes, you know, it's just hard to really analyze it and see how it's coming. But it's there. Believe that.
Yeah, and the place where it was perhaps most obvious was in the bigger picture of the brawl with the Nuggets and the Knicks, and how you look at the Cincinnati Bengals with 9 arrests, and yet it has somehow not become a major issue in the NFL, in a league where, even though it's 70% African-American athletes, it's not perceived quite the same way as the NBA. Why do you think it is that the reactions have been so severe with the NBA when things like the brawls in Detroit and in New York have taken place?
That's because we are more visible, I think, to a certain extent. Because we see you see our faces and our pictures every time. You see our faces on TV, night in and night out. NFL, they got helmets, so you can't really see them. And at the same time, it's like it seems like we are. Anyway, they pub our salaries more than they pub the NFL salaries and stuff. And it's a lot that come into the point of that. But the thing is, though, it sucks because I think the NBA, we do so much in giving back to the communities and stuff, it get overshadowed by all the bad stuff, you know?
Yeah, here's Mark Stein from ESPN.com on the same subject.
Or, seen are just treated much more harshly in the media for their transgressions than they are in the NFL and some of the other major sports. And this year was the first time we really had a good dialogue about that people are finally starting to see that it hasn't been fair, that this league, which obviously has a majority of black players, that these guys have been taking heat for their missteps. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals. What if they had 9 players arrested in the last 9 months? They haven't gotten nearly the heat that NBA players get. So
just to put it to rest, what would you say to the media that cover both sports about how they can be a bit more fair about appreciating just what a great sport the NBA is and not make it so that the NBA gets so much more heat than any other sport?
I mean, when people do good stuff, blowing up even more out of proportion. I think, it just seems like every time something little happens, it get headlines. But every time we do something good in charity or in community or something, it just get little quotes in the bottom of the paper or just little flash on the screen. But, it just sucks sometimes. But, it is what it is. I mean, I can't, I'm not doing a job. I guess their job is to find stories and headlines to put in the paper and to get people's attention. So, that's what they do. I don't know what they can do to change their jobs or whatever, make it more fair. But, it's just ways you can go about it, ain't nobody perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. So, you go down and see who has it and who has done what, drugs and all this stuff, man. I like to see what the ratio is, what the numbers is. Every crime ever done in any and all sports, I like to see what the ratio is.
Let's talk about some good stuff here, which is how much better all of you are playing this year, as well as you played to me, especially. Sean Marion showed me so much last year, the way you became a dominant rebounder, especially on the offensive side, the defensive side. You became the force in the middle that was necessary when Amari was gone. Now, tell me about the changes now, because you've got Steve Nash hitting almost 50% from 3 points. All of you are taking your game up to another level. What is your perspective on what has been the key addition, the key improvement this year?
Well, it seemed like, we're just going to just playing ball, man. I think, all of this stuff, when you get to a certain age and a certain level in this league, man, it's not about, putting up numbers in the scoreboard. It's about going out there winning, like I said, everybody on this team is paid now, so ain't nobody got to worry about getting no contracts or nothing. So, against now, everybody want to win, that's the mentality is around here.
Okay, so let's talk about you and who it's going to end up being. I know that it's going to be you and the Mavericks. Everybody's looking at it. As long as you can stay healthy and get Steve back, Charles, the whole thing continues to be that the Mavericks, they hit the big shots to take you out and Dirk Nowitzki there last year. That they are hungry because they gave it away to Miami last year. What's your response to that?
Well, you don't know nothing until playoffs come, because anything can happen in the playoffs, man. Regardless of who you matched up or who you playing, man. We just gotta stay healthy. Unfortunately, the last couple of years in the postseason, we haven't had injuries. First year, Joe Johnson went down. Last year, Rodman went down. And then Kurt went down 20 games before the season. So he came back right in the playoffs, but he wasn't really ready to come back though. So at the same time, man, I think if we can stay healthy, man, that's our biggest thing right there.
And finally, Sean Marion, you and your relationship with Amari Stoudemire, what is the difference you see now that he's fully healthy in his attitude and the way he brings it every night?
Well, it's a little bit more, more team-oriented. I think he's going to learn, and he's willing to learn.
He appreciates it more.
Definitely. And, he's learning. And that's the thing, he's trying to learn, so... So the more he trying to learn and pick up stuff, man, the better it is to help us, and he can help himself too, on the floor. That's what's going to help us get far.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you joining us, my friend. Good luck the rest of the year, and we're going to be watching how you begin to pick apart those other major teams in San Antonio, Dallas, etc. Stay healthy, my friend.
Thanks, man. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you. One of the greatest athletes I personally have ever seen, Sean Marion. When we come back, Luke Jensen on the Davis Cup, and then we're going to switch to our usual Friday focus on youth sports and on upsets. How do you prepare young athletes for dealing with adversity when they're playing against teams that on paper are much, much better? How do they deal with the pressure, and how do you deal with upsets? On Head Games Radio, on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Stay with us. It's a great day on U Sports.